The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Friday, September 25th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A study on the kinds of jobs that can go remote. Boring cybersecurity training doesn't work, and Microsoft keeps around the perpetual license. This is the Business of Tech. Instinctively, we have a sense of which jobs were able to move to work from home, and now researchers at the University of Chicago have dug into that. Their study assessing more than 800 occupations found that up to 37% of jobs in the U.S. could be done from home. Per reporting in the BBC, best suited to going remote were, quote, well-paid, white-collar occupations in big cities, while those in industries like agriculture and hospitality were much harder to switch. This suggests that the economic impact of the pandemic could be highly unequal, severely impacting some industries and regions while leaving others relatively unscathed. They found jobs involving knowledge work, like those done by office managers and accountants, had a much easier time shifting work online compared to manual or customer-facing occupations, like construction workers or hospitality staff. While they estimated that about 97% of legal work and 88% of jobs in business and financial operations could be done from home, only 3% in transportation and 1% in farming, fisheries, and forestry could. The work also has a geographic component. While more than 45% of jobs in San Francisco and Washington, D.C. could be performed at home, in Las Vegas and Florida's Fort Myers, the figure was less than 30%. The disparities are also evident on a global scale. In Sweden and the U.K., more than 40% of jobs could go remote, but fewer than 25% in Mexico and Turkey could. And, per the study, access to technology is a major factor. So why do we care? What interests me most about this study was the reinforcement of an idea I've been offering repeatedly, going a second level deep with your customers and understanding their market. We in the industry talk all the time about verticals, but that misses the detail about the specialization within those verticals. Right now, understanding your customers is the key to survival. You need to be close to them to deliver value right now while times are hard. And you also need to know what they're doing in order to anticipate the struggles coming for them, because those struggles then are coming for you. We talk all the time about business value. Well, here it is. Know their business better than your own. Know their industry, because doing so will help you position to thrive and survive. Here's a shocking headline. Boring cybersecurity training doesn't make for secure employees. Osterman Research conducted a study and found that those who do get security training are more likely to spot phishing and other threats when compared against those without training. And the research also shows that employees get far more out of interesting and engaging training. Other key findings. About 45% of employees surveyed expect to spend 15 minutes or more per month in training by mid-2021. That's up from 26% in 2020. Security and IT leaders, their staff members, and business leaders are largely on board with the idea that developing a strong cybersecurity culture is important. Everyday employees, however, are much less convinced about the importance of doing so. Cybersecurity awareness training is perceived to be as important as technology in dealing with security threats. Therefore, organizations will devote more employee time to training over the next year. Meanwhile, Gartner's VP of Research speaks to the value of security metrics. Context matters, from the coverage in CIO Dive. Numbers without the why context won't capture the story the metrics are there to support. When presenting security metrics and data to non-technical stakeholders, security leaders' messaging could get lost in translation. Security leaders need to know why they're presenting security metrics and numbers, what makes them relevant, and if they're even needed to get their point across to their audience, finance, legal, marketing, and sales. Why do we care? Well, duh, right? The snark makes the point. Don't miss the obvious piece about making it effective, and good content is not easy. If it was, everyone would be doing it. And because it's hard, it's also profitable. The why context is important, and not just security, of course, although here it's important to reinforce. Again, that whole business value. If you're solving problems and explaining the why of things, you will be more effective. Microsoft has announced they will release a new perpetual license release for Microsoft Office in the second half of 2021. Now, why do we care? Simple story, but we care because Microsoft isn't stupid. They recognize that some people want to buy something and own it and not subscribe, so give them what they want. There is opportunity in those who aren't doing things on subscription, and nothing has to be absolute. There are benefits to a single model like subscription, but do not be dismissive of those alternative models. Those who preach managed services is the only model have been proven wrong. Best-in-class providers have a mix. Nothing is absolute, including that statement. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, expecting a bonus episode to release on Sunday, and I will talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Luc Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.